Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, water, water everywhere. This spring has been particularly wet weather-wise. In the news reports, we hear about flooding down in the St. Louis area, as well as flooding in the drought-ridden Southwest, which desperately needs rain. Unfortunately for the Southwest, the rain has come all too much at once and flooding has occurred. Here in Iowa City, you are familiar with flooding. Flood watches and warnings are a common occurrence, as we've seen this past week with all of the rain that we've had. What will the Iowa River do? Will it go down? Will it stay where it's at, or will it perhaps rise up over its banks? Water is powerful. Tsunamis, floods, storm surges, you name a water disaster, and it has the power to destroy. Houses float away in response to its destructive force. And while it can be destructive, water also does good things. As we have seen this spring, a seed that is watered will grow and have life. Water in the middle of a desert brings life and attracts animals to come and to drink. Water is used to wash away things that have become dirty. When we wash our cars, whether at the car wash or at home, we use water to wash away the grime and the dirt that we have driven through. Water has great power. It has even greater power when it has been combined with God's Holy Word. As we learned this year in seventh grade confirmation, baptism is water combined with God's Word. This water has power, both for destruction and for growth. How can these baptismal waters bring destruction? These waters bring the destruction of the old Adam within us that works to lead us astray from our faith in God. This old Adam that works to derail our faith in Christ. This old Adam that wants and works to turn our gaze from the cross and the empty tomb in which our hope is found back towards ourselves and our own sinful desires. Much like today, back in the time of Noah, the world was indulging in the acts of the old Adam within them. God looked at his creation. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heaven, for I am sorry that I have made them. The old Adam was continually doing wicked things. Every intention of the thoughts of his heart were only evil. This relentless urge to do evil was the everyday life of God's creation, and God chose to destroy it with water. We may want to point fingers back at the people of Noah's time and say they were wicked people, and we're not. But the more we point back, the more we are only pointing back at ourselves. We do things that go against God's plan and his will for each and every one of us. We sin. We fail to love our neighbor as ourselves. The power of the flood destroyed the sinful men of the world. The flood was destructive, leaving nothing alive, or so you would think. As water has the power to destroy, it also has the power to give life as well. As we are made alive in Christ through the waters of holy baptism, the old Adam in us is drowned. As Noah and his family were saved in the ark through the flood that covered the entire world, we find community and fellowship within the church. We even look at the beautiful stained glass windows that we have all around our sanctuary here at our Redeemer. The baptism window in that back corner, also on the screens, depicts this scene. We see the ark riding out the flood that God had sent. As the storm rages, as the ark floats higher and higher, as the world is cleansed, the world is washed, the world is made new. We see in the cloud above the ark the shell, symbolizing the water that is poured out in our own baptism. In our baptism, we ourselves are cleansed, we are washed, we are made new. To the left of the ark is the rainbow, a sign from God that he would not flood the entire world ever again, a promise God made to his people. As this window was inspired by this passage in 1 Peter, church architecture has also been influenced by this passage. Even aspects of naming parts of the church are found in this passage. The nave of the church is where you, the congregation, are sitting. The word nave is the Latin word for ship. The shape of the building is even reminiscent of a boat or a ship. If you were to look at other church architecture throughout the world, we would see that it looks like the underside of a ship. As we are baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ, we become part of this ark or this ship known as the church. As the ark protected Noah and his family and all the animals, you are a part of this ark called the church. As this water has the power to destroy, it is also used to bring life. As our Lord Jesus commanded baptism in Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." God has the power to make you new. He comes into your life and claims you as his own. We gather week after week in this ark called the church, and we remember our baptisms as the invocation is spoken. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We remember whose we are, not running away from here when we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, but actively turning back to Christ in repentance. We are washed. We are claimed, we are loved by God. We are brought together as this ark called the church. And while the architecture around us may be reminiscent of a ship, the true ark, the true church, is you, the people of God. You are the church. We celebrate here what God has done for us through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection on the third day, so that we can be forgiven of our sins and have life together in his name. We are here together as his people. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.